Now, if you watch television and you talk about what you see on television, you're going to be breaking that rule right there. Because almost everything you see on television is bad. I mean, that's why I turned the thing off. Years and years and years ago, I turned the TV off. You know, I mean, it's like reading a newspaper and everything else. Nearly everything in it's bad. There's very little good stuff. So I don't hardly ever read anything in a newspaper, no magazines, no television, no radio, no nothing, except it be of God. Now, I've come to realize that when I was learning how to walk with God, I used to really love to watch Christian television. But I've come to realize now it's getting to where there's only a few programs on Christian television that I can watch. Some of them doesn't glorify God. And so I have to be careful. Usually they're a whole lot better than the secular world, but I guess it all depends on where you are in your walk with God. Let's go to verse 13 and 14. But when the light shines on them, it becomes clear how evil these things are. You know, until the light shines, hey, you may think you're not sinning. There's not anything wrong with what I'm doing. Just like the little girl that was living with that boy, she thought, you know, she just satisfying the flesh. She's okay. There's not any problem. But I went and shined the light on that, and she didn't believe it. She wouldn't believe it at all. So God gave her 5 years and then killed her. You know, just plain killed her. She died, you know, in her sleep. And where your light shines, it will expose their evil deeds. This is why it is said, awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Now, these are the standards right here in these first 14 verses that you and I are to, this is to be our lifestyle. If you want to know what your lifestyle, what the will of God is, you can go back to your Bible, King James, the NLT, this happened to be the NLT, but I've studied it both NLT, King James, and other translations, but they all say the same thing. But this one was so clear, I thought nobody could miss this. You know, this is really straightforward in plain English, don't you think? Was there anything we read in the first 14 verses that anybody had a problem understanding? Okay, it's quite clear. Okay, now then, I'm going to show you by living by the Spirit in verses 15 through 20, if we're led by the Spirit, and this is what we're supposed to do, I want to show you what life is supposed to be like when we're living in the Spirit, verses 15 through 20. Verse 15, so be careful how you live. Now, this is some very good information. Be very careful how you live, not as fools, but as those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity for doing good in these evil days. Now, that if you're living by the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is leading you, and you're studying the Word, then you will hear these words. You'll be careful how you live. You won't live the way the world wants you to live. You won't listen to what the world has to say. You won't believe the things the world tells you. And you'll not live as a fool, but you'll live as a wise person. You'll live according to the Word of God. And you will make the most of every opportunity for doing good in these evil days. Now, I think about all the different men and the women that prepared food and men and everything else that came and helped in the last 2 months to put this building up. Some worked a matter of hours. Some worked days. Some worked weeks. Some worked nearly the whole entire 2 months. I'm telling you, those men were investing their life in the kingdom of God. Because what we're doing here is all about Jesus. That's what we're doing. So make the most of every opportunity for doing good in these evil days. You know, it'd be real easy. Any one of these men could have said, well, you know, I ain't going out there and help work today. This is my day off. I could be doing something else. But they didn't. They came out and helped us put up this building in record time. Now let's go to verse 17 and 18. Don't act thoughtlessly, but try to understand what the Lord wants you to do. Well, how are you going to understand what the Lord wants you to do? Again, you got to read the Word. If you're not in the Word, the devil will deceive you and you will not understand what it means to be led or living every day led by the Spirit of God. Then it says, if you're led by the Spirit of God, verse 18 says, don't be drunk with wine. Now, a lot of people get drunk with wine. Some people drink wine. That's okay. Not anything wrong with drinking a little wine. I don't have a problem with that. But I don't drink it at all. But some people do. That's okay. That's just like, I used to drink Dr. Peppers, but I don't drink them anymore either. You know? And I don't know. You haven't had one lately, have you, Honey Bunny? Oh, my God. You only had one, though, since we quit, right? Oh, you've had two. Okay, so she sinned a second time. Okay. Okay, now see, there's her excuse. She was on an 8-hour shopping spree, so she had to have a doctor ever. Uh-oh. Okay. So anyway, we need to make sure that we're led totally by the Spirit. And if you're led by the Spirit, he says, don't be drunk with wine. We, as born-again, Spirit-filled Christians, led by the Spirit, should never be drunk. We should never get drunk. Because that will ruin your life. Instead, let the Holy Spirit fill and control you. Now, I want the Holy Spirit to fill me and control me every day, don't you? Amen. I want to be led by the Spirit of the living God. How am I going to be led by this Holy Spirit? I got to fill myself up every day with this magnificent Word. If I read this Word and put this Word in me, I become fat in the Spirit. And if I don't feed this flesh man anything of the world, he becomes that little shriveled, dried up thing. Now, guess which one of them is going to win when we go to war? Hey, the big one. He's going to win. And that's, I don't want this thing, I don't want this beast to be big and fat and strong in the things of the world. And the Holy Spirit in me to be so tiny nobody can find him. Because if that's the way it is, every time we go to battle, the Spirit's going to lose and the flesh is going to win. And I'm going to do what's wrong. And I don't want that. So the only way to do that is not feast on television, not feast on radio, not feast on radios, newspapers, magazines, but feast on the Word of God. Feed yourself spirit food, then you'll be led by the Holy Spirit. Verse 19 and 20. Then you will sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, making music to the Lord in your heart. When you're led by the Spirit, you'll have, and I've told some of y'all this before, I'll never forget that lady. I was over in Home Depot one day, and I was getting some stuff off the shelf, and she walked, oh, Thurman Scrivener. She said, how are you doing today? I said, well, ma'am, I'm doing great. She said, I got a prayer request. I said, okay. There's people all over the place, walking up and down the aisle and everything else, and she said, I want you to pray for my brother. I said, what's wrong with him? She told me. I said, what's his name? She told me. I just threw up my hands. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I prayed right there. And when I got through, I looked. She was as white or as red as you could. And she had her head down. And I said, amen. She said, good grief. I didn't know you was going to do it right here in front of everybody. I said, well, hey, I'm led by the Holy Spirit. I don't care who's listening to you. Praise the King. That's the way we're supposed to be as Christians. I mean, you want to see God do something? Don't be ashamed of the King. You know, love him, worship him, praise him, and do something. I mean, whenever you've had an experience with God, like I've had in my life, and seen the King do the things I've seen him do, hey, you want to pray for everybody that needs to be prayed for. Because you know God can move once you pray. If you don't pray, he ain't going to do nothing. So, you'll be walking down the street singing psalms to the Lord, singing hymns, praising his holy name. You're going from here to the ministry center, or you're working, praising the Lord. And you do something and say, praise the Lord. I mean, I have no idea how many times I say that in a day. It's just become a normal way of life for me. Praise the King. Somebody says something, I say, praise God. Just like one day I was putting an electrical disconnect on, and I was tightening that screw, and that screwdriver slipped off of that slotted head screw, and I was pushing like crazy, and my hand went right by that electrical box, right beside that, and right where the edge of it was, right there, it hit that nail, and from there back to that knuckle, it ripped all the meat off of that thumb. Man, the blood just gushed. And I reached up and grabbed it, and another guy walked, he said, well, go ahead and say it. I said, praise the Lord. He said, that's not what I expected to hear you say at all. But that's where we're supposed to live. As Christians, we're supposed to praise him. And then it says, and you will always give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is a lifestyle that you need to live if you're led by the Spirit. That's the lifestyle of the Holy Spirit. Now then, let's go to verses 21 through 35. And let's see how Spirit-guided relationships work between husbands and wives. He's not through here. He's telling us all about how to live. And then he's telling us how to live by the Spirit. Then he's telling us how to live if you're married, if you got a mate. Verses 21, he says, "And further, you will submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." Submit to one another. Then he says, he narrows it down. "You wives will submit to your husbands as you do unto the Lord." Now, some of you wives may not submit even to the Lord. But if you don't submit to God, you certainly won't submit to your husband. But if you're a woman that is led by the Spirit, you will know these things and you'll know your position as a woman, a wife, not as just a woman, but as a wife, you are to submit to your husband in all these things as unto the Lord. Then let's go to the next verse. "For a husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of his body." Unfortunately, some of us don't yield to Christ either, but we're all supposed to. The church, he gave his life to be her Savior. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives must submit to your husbands in how many things?
Everything.
You know, when I learned that principle right there and read that and really got that in my spirit, I realized why so many wives don't get their prayers answered. It's because they go around their spiritual head to try to get to God. Now, if you're not married, this is not a problem. Jesus is your husband, and you're going direct to him. But if you're a wife and you have a husband, then you must submit to your husband in all things. And my wife learned that the hard way. She was doing her best to submit to me. She had not been married for 24 years when God brought her to me. And after we got married, she tried her best to submit to a man, her husband, because she now knew the scriptures that she had to submit to her husband only, not to any other man, but to her husband. And she was trying to do that. But one night in the middle of the night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, Cheryl woke me up and she said, "Honey, I hate to wake you up, but said, you have to pray for me."
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.